Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.
Warning is to the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod.
This Keys audio is good. We going to be able to play it?
Well, not to worry. Here's Bob Enyart.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In a little bit, we're going to hear audio from Alan Keyes, a new YouTube video that has a tremendous number of views already. And so that'll be interesting. It's about Mitt Romney. It's very laid back. It's only a few minutes long, but very important. And then later in the week, we are going to interview, I'd say, one of the congressmen of the last decade who was one of the most popular conservative Christian U.S. representatives, known nationally far beyond his district, respected widely. And what is thrilling is that he is now in the American Right to Life camp. The We Won't Get Fooled Again camp, that great book by Greg Jackson and Steve Dace, Where the Christian Right Went Wrong and How to Make America Right Again. The Mitt Romney is a liberal Democrat, and you're lying to yourself and you're lying to others if you think that he can help the country, or even if you think he's the lesser of two evils, because an objective case could be made that he is the greater of two evils. So we'll talk about that all, but also I think it's interesting that the owner of the Jets, the New York Jets, Woody Johnson, is saying he's more interested in Romney winning than he is the Jets winning. Now that's commitment, right? That is commitment. I mean, the poor guy is confused, but that is commitment. I have to give it to him. Now, because I'm against Romney, if I were a liberal, I would say, well, obviously Woody Johnson is a racist, if I were a liberal, right? Because that's what liberals say. You want Obama to lose, you're obviously a racist. Remember that a racist is anyone winning an argument with a liberal. You're winning an argument with a liberal, they say you must be a racist. You say, what in the world does that have to do with it? We're talking about carbon 14 dating. You must be a racist. Anyone winning an argument with a liberal. Of course, there are many racists in the world. It's great wickedness. And there are even many racists under the guise of Christianity, especially those who hate Jews or those who hate blacks. And for the most part, throughout the history of the world, every people group has hated every other people group. I mean, that's the normal. That contradicts the left-wing claim that people are basically good, the biblical claim from a perspective that God has revealed himself to us, and that the God of Abraham is the true God, the one and only God. That perspective sees mankind as essentially fallen and sinful, whereas the left tends to view man as basically good. The only reason they think that is because they reject what the scriptures say. The scriptures say that men are basically sinful, basically fallen, and through our flesh, we are very inclined toward sin, selfishness, hurting others, hurting ourselves, hurting God. And so the left wants to contradict, you know, the Bible says that the promised land, that God gave the land to Israel, that's the main reason why the left will tend to side with the Palestinians or Islam or the Arabs, just because they're against the Jews. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, and anybody who would dare think that that land was given by God to Israel is my enemy. So the enemy of my enemy is my friend, so therefore I take the Palestinian side, even though given the opportunity, they would cut off my head. So Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, says that he prefer that Romney win over the Jets having a winning season. That's pretty. Now, it's easy for him to say that because they're, well, are they winning their division still after that blowout yesterday? They're winning their division. Well, their record, but I think they're winning their division because they're 2-2, as are everybody else, but they're 2-0 in their division. So maybe they're winning their division. And Tim Tebow only played a few plays as quarterback. He was also a blocking fullback. What was he, a blocking fullback? And I think he, now I was talking to Daryl Berkey. He's our sports editor here at Bubba and Yurt Live. Daryl pointed out, and I agree, Tebow just knocked to the ground the guys he was supposed to take out. He took them out. He did a better job than the guys who are normally at that position. He completed a short pass, and then he lost a couple yards running. But they should let him be Tebow, right? Remember, let Sarah Palin be Palin? Remember, I could see Russia from my house kind of thing? But in reality, let Tebow be Tebow. Let him throw the ball. But it's going to be very hard because every time they're doing bad, poor Mark Sanchez. I love the interview with him and Tebow from the end of the preseason where they were just both absolutely great. But every time they're doing badly, people are going to put in Tebow and Sanchez is going to grow to hate that. And the coach is going to be manipulated. He's not going to like it. So it's a rough situation. Okay. Now, before we get to Alan Key's audio about Romney, our telethon, we are at $9,950 of our $30,000 goal. Thank you very, very much, everyone who has given. We're only $50 away from $10,000. At least that will be into the next number of digits. And so we need your help, if at all possible, to make our goal. There's no guarantee that Bob and Yurt Live could stay on the air. And there are so many issues that we fight battles on that we just need your help to keep fighting. So if you'd like the show to continue, please call us 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Any one-time gift of $50 or more, you can get the Tree video series from us on DVD. And we just completed another series. I think it's one of the more significant ones we've ever done. It's called Being Chosen, It's Not What They Think. Being Chosen, It's Not What They Think. It's a three-part series. The first part, we look at the chosen priests. And it will blow your mind, I think. Unless you're an expert on this topic, then it won't. But if you're not an expert on what the Bible says about the chosen priest, who God says he chose them to serve him forever, and he names many of them by name, it will blow your mind. Being chosen is not what they think. Then we look at the chosen kings and the messianic tribe, and that will really blow your mind. I mean, it will absolutely blow your mind, unless you're an expert on that topic. That's why with our book, The Plot, An Overview of the Whole Bible, we focus on the plot, the storyline, because the reason God gave his word as a history book is because through a story, you could learn things better than you can by simple didactic type statements. Like, for example, if God says, I hate sin, well, you know, that's important and we learn from that. But when God says, I hate sin so much that I destroyed everyone in the world except for 8 people, that's how much I hate sin. And I hate sin so much that I poured out my wrath on my son when he was being crucified to pay for the sin of the world. That's how much I hate sin. So when God reveals himself through the history of the world, as recorded in the plot of the Bible, we learn a lot more what is important to God and how important those things are. And so I said it was a three-part series. The first part, being chosen, it's not what they think, was on the chosen priests. The second part was on the chosen kings and the messianic tribe, the tribe of the 12 tribes that would get the blessing of the firstborn and become the messianic tribe through whom the Messiah would come to mankind. And then the third part is the chosen people, the chosen nation. We just got, okay, we're going to take a call. Do I announce the gift toward the telethon or no? Okay, now, what's the name of this? Okay, from Iowa. Let's do that. Mark from Iowa, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, there's a famous Mark from Iowa that we've mentioned on the show recently, a Mark Moe. Is this you, Mark?
That would be me, yes.
Mark, thank you for calling in. Wow, what an honor to speak with you.
Well, I would like to thank you guys for mentioning my name. I really wasn't expecting any of that.
Well, Mark, when Colorado Right to Life had their banquet 2 weeks ago, and Steve Dace came out from Iowa, and he was the speaker of the banquet, the main speaker, and he told this story of what really changed his radio ministry, his message, and even his life, his radio talk show. And as you know, Steve was just wiping out, for example, Sean Hannity in the ratings in Iowa. He's the number one Iowa talker for years, and now he's syndicated nationally. He's in 42 markets so far, just in the past half a year or so. And Mark, he mentioned you by name at the banquet. He said, a man by the name of Mark Moe braved an ice storm to come out to meet me to give me a DVD called Focus on the Strategy.
And yeah, I never expected him to even remember me. That was great.
Wasn't that something? And so, Mark, I have to thank you, and we thank the Lord for giving us the ability to get that message recorded as we have on a DVD. This is a groundbreaking documentary of pro-life strategy, why it has failed, and how we can succeed.
Yeah, I remember when Steve Dace was on WHO, he was already talking about all those kinds of issues, but he was struggling a little bit. And after I met him and gave him the DVD, after he watched it, you could tell the difference in his radio show because his message became more clear and more precise.
Yeah. Well, I think of a conservative Christian congressman we have here in Colorado. I'll mention him by name, Tom Tancredo, because I think Tom is a little bit, he's sort of wayward.
Yeah.
He has a good heart for the Lord and for the innocent, but he focuses his life on things, for example, term limits.
Yeah.
Right? He focused a good part of his public effort on term limits, and that's very similar to rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Right. So many people are like that. They major in the minors.
Yeah, they're not quite sure. They want to do something. We just got a $50 donation from Niles, Michigan, and a $250 subscription. In other words, $25 a month. We count it as $250 toward our telethon from Indiana. So, wow, very encouraging. And we got a big gift from Iowa. I don't know who that would have been.
That was me.
Thank you very much, Mark. But let's complete that thought. So, focusing on term limits is not going to change the country. It is a distraction. Conservatives were distracted for about a decade on the issue of term limits. When we stand before God, he's not going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, you advocated for term limits.
Right.
This is an insignificant way to waste your life and your influence. And there are other issues that Tom Tancredo has made the major issues where they're not. When we stand before God, he's not going to say, you didn't require immigrants to fill out the proper paperwork. That's not. And if you focus on the issues that are most important to God, it turns out these other issues, economic issues, immigration issues, these other issues end up getting resolved and addressed. But when you focus on the insignificant issues, not only are you irrelevant to the main battle, to the war, you never accomplish your insignificant issues anyway.
Well, so many people could benefit from that Focus on the Strategy DVD, just like Steve Dace did. I mean, there's so many people that are just like that in positions that they have some influence, and it would literally let them focus the message more clearly. And I remember I forgot to share in the email I sent you, when Steve emailed me back after he watched it, he said it was like scales falling from his eyes.
Oh, wow. Well, this is extremely humbling, Mark.
It's humbling for me, too, because I never expected, you know, to cause such a stir. But
right. And Steve, I mean, you know, Steve has now influenced thousands.
Yeah.
And he's influenced Iowa politics in such an extraordinary way that we had most of the Republican candidates signing the personhood pledge.
Right, yeah.
Which is a stunning victory. Not that the personhood movement was being brought down to their level, as happens with, say, National Right to Life and Mitt Romney, where they defend every child he's ever advocated killing or he's ever paid for killing. They defend all that and they lie about it. But instead, this is the Christians and the pro-lifers pulling the candidates up to the right standard, which is these children are made in God's image. It's wrong to kill an innocent child. It's always wrong to intentionally kill an innocent person.
Right, always.
Yeah. And so what an impact Steve has made. And that was all when he was on only in Iowa.
Right.
Now he's on increasingly around the country. He has, I mean, the day he spoke in Colorado, the Colorado Right to Life Banquet, he had a column that day, that Friday, in USA Today.
Yep. I remember the first day he came on, I was expecting to hear Michael Medved. And the first day Steve came on, his tagline on the radio was, "Fear God, tell the truth, and make money." And I decided right then that I needed to make sure the fear God part was correct, you know?
Yeah, that it was consistent.
Yeah.
And so, Mark, this is happening. There is now, when you go back to the first Focus on the Strategy in 2005, and then the big one that's really made the impact is Focus 2 from 2007, and then there was Focus 3, completing the trilogy. But when you go back to 2005, there was no personhood movement.
Right.
And then in 2008, Colorado Right to Life fought to get personhood on the ballot statewide in Colorado. Then again in 2010, then 2011 down in Mississippi. Now there is a bona fide personhood movement, not only nationwide, but there are personhood groups and leaders in quite a few countries around the world.
Right, yeah.
And America, the American personhood movement, and Mexico's personhood movement are working together and encouraging one another toward not compromising and doing what is right, honoring God. And then the victory comes when you honor God. When individuals honor God, no one can stop them from being victorious. No one.
And when they do that, no one is a loser either.
Nobody's a loser when we obey God.
Right.
And then God is able to bless our efforts in the here and now, because when we compromise with child killers, we are tying God's hands, because if he blesses us, we think the reason God blessed us is we supported the killing of some kids, that's the avenue for victory. So, Mark, we're about to hear from Alan Keyes on Mitt Romney. Could you hang on?
Sure.
All right, we're going to do this. My producer is waving his hand. He wants to make sure we get to this. And, folks, we've had three people now donate toward our telethon just since the show began. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. So I don't know that I could do the math, but I think we're at $10,500 or so. So we broke that $10,000 barrier. Now we're on our way up from there. So we're at 33%. We need your help, please. Or go to our website, kgov.com. Click on the store or click on subscribe. That's the number one best way to keep us on the air, is to subscribe to our monthly either sermons, Bible studies, DVD or audio, or our topical videos that people just love, or our Bob and Your Life televised classics. They're timeless. We got a call from Scott in Longmont last week. He said the video and audio quality is tremendous. And these are from some years back, and they compare beautifully to brand new video productions. So you'll love them. Okay, let's go to Alan Keyes.
I think the most dangerous thing about Barack Obama is the forces he represents. Forces that I think actually have their hand in the whole political elite, economic elite in America. Banks, politicians, other folks. I think Barack Obama is like a number of such people. He is less dangerous for what he is than for what he represents. He's just a body. He's a body without any particular background. And who never had any particular clout. And therefore you have to ask, what is it that has suddenly put him in this position? It's because he's not in that position. It's because forces that created him, fabricated him, literally whole cloth, right? And were then able successfully to impose him on the American people, I think with the complicity of people in both parties, are now operating in such a way that through the threat of Barack Obama, they are actually pushing through things Americans would otherwise find intolerable. Mitt Romney, a man with a record that shows the implementation of Obamacare, the coercion of conscience, the implementation of gay marriage, all the things that people love to hate about Barack Obama, including the fact that Mitt Romney has declared that he didn't find any problem with the National Defense Authorization Act and other things. Okay? So all these areas that people are deeply concerned about, Obama's so terrible, Obama's an abuser, Obama made a potential tyrant and all that. And suddenly I'm supposed to believe that the exact same things advocated, implemented, stood for by Mitt Romney don't represent a danger to the country? Now, why would this be? The only way this can be true is if I think that Barack Obama is just personally bad. It's not his policies I oppose, and so forth and so on. That's a lie. I, at least, don't pretend to know Barack Obama well enough to decide whether as an individual person I like him, dislike him, I don't know. And frankly, in public policy terms, I don't care. Right? I look at what the man stands for and what he's doing to the country, what his policies stand for and what they are doing to the country, and I say no. And so if Mitt Romney comes along and I look in his background and I see a tendency to implement the same policies, which will have the same deadly effect on the country, stand for the same positions, how am I supposed to tell you or anybody else that I prefer Romney? On what grounds would I prefer Romney? It makes no sense to me. I don't see how people of conscience can do this. I see the same policies, I shall oppose them in the same way. And if I did not, it would mean that I cared more for personalities than I do for the good of my country. And I refuse to do that. People died rather than do that. Don't we understand that there were Americans who once gave their lives because they thought that the good of the country was more important than pleasing personalities? We don't have that in us anymore, because I think we better. If we want to be a free people, then we better rediscover it. And so, no. I look at Romney and I see that there's one salient difference, though. Romney has already implemented bad policies, destructive policies, in the context of Massachusetts, that Obama has been unable to implement because he's met with such strong resistance. Now, let me see. If you put Romney in and he's wearing a Republican label and a conservative cachet, right, that's going to silence a certain element of the opposition to those things, and he will be able to get them through. Why is it that people think that the guy who is failing to get them through is the greater evil, and the guy committed to the same policies who may be able to get them through is the lesser evil?
Well, I am so thankful that we have Mark Moe with us from Iowa on to talk about what Alan Keyes just said. And Mark, we had a pastor from out of state send an email as angry as could be because of the RepublicansAgainstRomney.com website.
Yep.
And he said how utterly false it is that we're saying that he implemented homosexual marriage in Massachusetts. And he cited a political site that defended Romney on that count. And so we responded to him. His name is Pastor Schaefer. I won't give his first name or his city. We said, Pastor Schaefer, it might be better to look at the original source documents to see what actually happened. So we gave him a link to the Massachusetts State Supreme Court ruling, which never mentioned the governor, never said the governor had to do anything. They requested that the state legislature pass a new law about marriage. That's what they requested within 60 days. Well, the state legislature, for cowardice or whatever reason, they refused. They didn't do anything. So Mitt Romney, who is not a party in the case, he implemented homosexual marriage. And the state constitution explicitly denies to the Massachusetts Supreme Court the ability to change the law regarding marriage. With a lot of foresight, it says, in the section of the state constitution that declares the judicial powers, it says that the courts do not have the authority to change the law regarding marriage. That's solely within the domain of the legislature and the governor, and the executive branch and the legislative branch. And so what did Romney do? He capitulated to a liberal left-wing court that had no authority to change the law, that didn't pretend to change the law. They asked the legislature to change the law. Romney pretended that they changed the law. He turned them into activist judges on steroids. That's what he did.
Right. We all can clearly see that Barack Obama is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and he's thrown away the sheep's clothing. But Mitt Romney is a wolf in shepherd's clothing.
Wow. Hey, Mark, people who enjoy this show, Bob and Yart Live, but they haven't gotten the DVDs, Focus on the Strategy, could you help me? Could you urge them right now to get those DVDs from us?
I believe every Christian really needs to watch those DVDs, and they probably should also get the plot as well. But
well, that's kind of you to say, but maybe we'll focus on the plot is my life's work, my overview of the Bible. But maybe we'll focus on the strategy. You know, when you could see the Bible clearly, when you understand the story of the Bible, you could apply its lessons to the story of current events.
Right.
You're better at it.
Yep.
Because that's the purpose of the Bible, to instruct us on how to live our lives and how to have influence in the world around us.
Not just to sit around, but to actually act on what you believe.
Right. And if you don't know the story of the Bible, how are you to understand how to influence the story of current events? You just won't know. So that's why we're able to look at the pro-life strategy over the decades and see where it undermined God's authority and it stopped the blessing of the hand of God from coming out on America. We could see it because it's in the story of the Bible. And so we put this in Focus on the Strategy 1, 2, and 3. If you want, we'll send you that instead of the free gift. We'll send you those 3 DVDs. If you give one time $50 or more or subscribe to help the telethon, we'll send you the Focus on the Strategy. Just request that. So, Mark Moe, what an honor that you called in.
Well, thank you.
Unexpected, and it's a thrill. So thank you, Mark. Let's stay in touch. All right. God bless you. And that was a joy. Iowa's Mark Moe on BEL. That's the title for today's show, right? On the website, kgov.com. God bless you guys.
Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.